It is time to welcome back once again one of our favorite guests here, a person who gets busier and busier each year with Crescendo, their 15th anniversary, 15th anniversary season 2019-2020 is upon us. As a matter of fact, late summer chamber music concerts coming up on the 7th and 8th at St. James Place, Great Hall in Great Barrington on the 7th at 4, and at Trinity Church in Lakeville, at 4 p.m. on the 8th. Let us bring in Christine Geverett. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marshall. Thank you for having me again.
That's okay. I mean, I just, you know, we look at this. This is right around the corner, the first one. But then I look at your fall concert, your choral concerts in October and December and in February and March and April. I mean, you have a packed schedule again this year.
Yes, we have a full schedule with very different concerts as well, and we're very excited about starting up now that the summer theater and concert activities wind down a little bit. And the oboe is an instrument that might not be so known to our audience members or friends, but yes, people have seen the oboe many times when Baroque music gets performed. It was one of these instruments that accompanied. It was part of the bass group and the orchestra a lot, and it is an instrument that evolved from the lute. Lute, everybody knows, is this wonderful big round body guitar with many more strings than a guitar, and that really was the big instrument that people sang to and accompanied themselves, truly the guitar of the Renaissance and then the early Baroque. And what happened in Italy, they constructed a long neck onto the lute neck. It looks like something somewhat of a graft, a strange, really, construction. But if you think of it, it's like having a bass guitar and a lead guitar all in one instrument. And so this long neck of the theorbo has open strings, meaning strings that don't change in the pitch. They're just open and tuned to one pitch. And they give a wonderful, wonderful buzzing bass sound when they are played. And then the upper part of the theorbo is like a lute and makes wonderful polyphonic melodies and arpeggios, the broken chords. It's a lovely instrument, very unique. And Mr. Hideki Yamaya is a specialist in these early instruments. He plays early guitars, mandolins, theorbo, lute, and so we're very lucky to have such a specialist with us performing. And he will play in the concert two more instruments. The theorbino is actually a very rarely heard instrument. It is a smaller version of the theorbo, tuned an octave higher and a smaller body and all of that. But other than that, it's a fully complete theorbo, just the smaller cousin. And there is no really known literature for it except some duets by Bellerofonte Castaldi, an Italian 17th century composer who wrote for theorbino and theorbo duets. That's all of the literature that we have. And so it's quite fascinating to have this instrument there, and he will bring the lute as well. And I will pair up with him playing the harpsichord and as well the organ. And if I can say something about the 17th century, it was a fascinating time in music in many ways. It was the era of the opera and the era of humanism and the development of so many things. But in instrumental music, basically the composers started to really explore what the instruments could do. In the Renaissance, the instruments functioned much more as a concert, as a group, as an ensemble. There is music for groups of instruments, recorders, viola da gambas and voices, of course, and the instruments go with the voice, playing the same lines than singing voices in the Renaissance. And while in the 17th century the opera is born and all of these vocal genres start to really develop and take off, the same thing happens with the instrumental music. So both in the keyboard and in the plucked instruments, of course also in the violin and in the trumpet and other wind instruments, the composers experiment with new genres and finding the voice of solo instruments. So it's a fascinating time in music. The composer Girolamo Frescobaldi might be somewhat known to people who listen to classical music or play the piano. They might have played his works. And his toccatas for keyboard, for harpsichord or organ, virginal, a cousin of the harpsichord, really, they really are very, very much like an improvisation, like riffs, and very much focus on the same thing that the vocal music focuses, which is moving the audience. It's not about the performer, it's really about the audience and about evoking emotions and different emotional states in the audience. So toccatas in the 17th century very much are a changing affair. One section aims to evoke one emotion, and then it abruptly stops and goes into a different emotion, which is really fascinating. And Frescobaldi writes very elaborate and specific forewords to his keyboard works to tell the performers how to perform properly, to really be able to do that, and how to transition from one section into the other and set these emotions and obviously the idiom of these different parts of the piece, how to set them apart, how to stop. And also he writes that his toccatas could stop at any point. They're like wild improvisations in a way. And he said, if needed, you can stop at any point and not even conclude the piece. So it's quite fascinating. I will play a toccata by Girolamo Frescobaldi, and even a little bit earlier by Claudio Merulo, one on the harpsichord and one on the organ, also as a solo. So our instruments will be heard together in dialogue with the harpsichord accompanying the fiorbo, or as a duet partner or as an equal partner. And then both of us will be playing our instruments, also as solo instruments. And as a little treat, we will be playing one piece that was written for both alternate instruments. It could have been played on a small harpsichord or as well on the lute. And so there it is for the audience to make up their minds what they like better. So we're going to play the same piece, each of us on our own instruments. And so if you are unfamiliar with fiorbo, tiorbino, lute, harpsichord, and organ, come, because this is very powerful, intense music meant to move you. So even though the composer names might not seem familiar, they were really the rock stars of the instrumental music of the 17th century.
We're talking, of course, with Christine Gevert from Crescendo, September 7th at 4 o'clock at the beautiful St. James Place, Great Hall in Great Barrington, and then at 4 p.m. on September 8th at Trinity Church in Lakeville, Connecticut. Of course, tickets and more information available at worldclassmusic.org. I sit and I look at your season that comes up. How long does it take you to set up like this season? Because, you know, you have so many different concerts dealing with so many different aspects of the music that you teach and perform.
Yes, it does take a few weeks. or the truth is, I'm constantly researching and repertoire and finding things that would be nice to be performed with our group, and looking for opportunities also to collaborate with performers. So it takes a while. And this year, I think we're excited about several things. Of course, having a 15th anniversary is wonderful as an organization. And we can't thank enough our audiences, our supporters, everybody, including you at Robin Hood Radio, who've gone this way with us for quite a few years and helped us spread the word. But we're very excited about our first semi-stage comic opera in December, where we are able to collaborate with Salome Sandoval, a Venezuelan soprano and lutenist, in her ensemble El Fuego, The Fire, which makes these more unusual things possible. The opera by the Spanish composer Antonio de Literes, Aces in Galati, and the staging of it by collaborating with these performers from outside this area, these programs become possible. So we're very excited about this program. And as well, as always, our collaborators are also the Ensemble Alturas Duo, Carlos Voltes and Scott Hill, Latin American musicians who play Latin American folk and classical music, which we have been doing for years, as I am Chilean as well, and I'm very attached to the Latin American folk and classical music, so we bring that to our audiences as well. Alongside with Spanish polyphony, it's wonderful to be able to contrast these genres and contrast early music with contemporary or modern music. And, of course, our great celebration this October is a very festive concert with very known composers, Bach and Handel. I'm sure we will talk again about this soon. Crescendo chorus and a very festive big orchestra with brass will play these celebratory pieces. Many people will recognize and do love Handel and Bach. You can't go wrong with these two composers. And as a special event this year, we are very happy to go into our community and lead a carol sing and deliver some arrangements of traditional carols for a dairy herd. This is something special. I think everybody is also aware of our environment and our connection to nature and animals, and also to architecture in our area. There's a wonderful round kind of shaker-type barn built by the Rockefeller Foundation, Abby Rockefeller, in the Hudson, outskirts of Hudson, Churchtown Dairy. They will receive Crescendo and Period Brass Ensemble on the 1st of December, and with the community and also by ourselves, we will sing to their dairy herd. So please come to join us. That is also a free event. And so our schedule is full this year, and very varied, and we finish with two events next year, very different in nature. We have another big choral concert with Baroque music, with orchestra and chorus and trumpets again, but this time the composers come from the Eastern European countries, and they are not Bach and Vivaldi or Handel, but composers from Latvia, from Poland, and the Czech Republic, that wrote in a very similar style. And it's very interesting that we know little about it, and we tend to also focus on some known composers that are very good, but there is a wealth of repertoire in other countries that also very much influenced composers in other countries, Germany and Austria. Polish Baroque music greatly influenced composers such as Telemann, in the style, who traveled to Poland and Latvia, and there was this exchange, really, of national styles that we sometimes are not even so aware of. And I find that very enlightening and important in times where sometimes borders seem to be such a big deal and even a problem in our era to see. We call this program Music Across Borders, to show truly the connection between different countries in Baroque times. And lastly, Julian Baird, who is one of the greatest early music sopranos in the United States of America, will come and offer a solo recital here, which is a very intimate setting. It's the music that is supposed to have been performed in the home of Johann Sebastian Bach. Some of the pieces he transcribed and wrote for his wife, Anna Magdalena, and for his children. And so there is a collection called The Notebook for Anna Magdalena, and we will perform with her arias and also a couple of keyboard works. I will accompany her on the harpsichord in that recital, music in the, an evening in the home of Johann Sebastian Bach. But also, Julian Baird will bring to us a fascinating talk in a lecture where she will also sing examples, which will bring us back to the times of George Washington, the nation's first president, and she will illustrate how he had a very strong view about music education, how important it was. And she has unearthed singing methods by an Italian teacher that George Washington hired specially for his grandchildren who were adopted by him. He raised them as his own children. Nellie Custis was his granddaughter, and he raised her, and she became a famous performer, harpsichordist, and singer, intellectual. And so he was teaching them foreign languages and music very specifically. And I think this is very, very important to understand how in this country a president had this vision, how important culture was, and did not hesitate to hire teachers from abroad to bring culture and music education of the highest level to this country and impart it to the young generation so it could be passed on and be made its own. It's important in times where more and more scientific findings come out about the importance of music, of classical music, and its impact on our brains and bodies and minds and our well-being. And at times where very often music education is still excluded in schools and cut down, there's a lack of vision in our times about the importance of music, in big contrast with scientific findings who also document the importance of music as a tool, not only for the development of children, the development of the brain, the sense of well-being and belonging, and sheer joy, which many of us, of course, know as performers and listeners, but also as we age in moments of stroke recovery or even dementia and Alzheimer's. The music, did you know, Marshall, music is the part in the brain that is the last to go, meaning it is the last that still is there in people with Alzheimer's, and there are now therapies that connect people emotionally with their loved ones in higher stages of Alzheimer's, when people can still be reached through music and song, and this is being developed and used as a therapy to anyway make people happier and their lives more meaningful. So there are so many good things, not only because we say so, but now really this is being documented, and I'm fascinated. I attend conferences where scientists of MIT and other universities come up with these studies and deliver them to us, and I'm very, very uplifted by that. So we share that in the form of the talk given by Julian Baird. And so our program is very varied this year.
All right. Well, once again, coming up September 7th at 4 o'clock, St. James Place, the Great Hall in Great Barrington, September 8th, 4 p.m., Trinity Church in Lakeville, Connecticut. And by the way, it's your 15th anniversary season. I'm not sure, but I think come come May, it's our 15th or 16th anniversary here at Robinhood Radio. So
we were founded in the same year.
Right around the same time, absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, we are very happy that you exist and for everything that you do for our community and region, really. So we're very, very happy to be brothers and sisters here in this area.
All right, Christine, thank you very much and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Marshall. Right,
take care.
Bye-bye.
Christine Gevert from, of course, CrescendoWorldClassMusic.org for more information.